The passage of Bill 15 comes after it has faced weeks of criticism from Indigenous groups, municipal officials, environmentalists, and some business leaders who say the legislation gives Cabinet way too much authority when it comes to appointing provincially significant projects. American President Donald Trump has hit a major legal barrier for his plans to realign global trade. A U.S. federal court has blocked both the sweeping Liberation Day tariffs and the fentanyl-related duties against Canada and Mexico. And a guy in the U.K. was fired after he did a virtual work call without pants. Even worse, he wasn't wearing underwear and he accidentally flashed when he closed his laptop screen.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun.
And Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
A very unusual condo sale of multiple units is happening in Surrey this weekend. We'll have the details in what's trending.
If you're still looking to finalize some summer fun plans, three BC towns just named to Lonely Planet's best destinations for summer 2025. Talk summer travel in just a few. Here's CeCe Peniston on Move Radio.
You're listening to the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 1035.
Give you the world, take it. Yeah, cause you don't want me to change, and I'm feeling like I'm safe for once. For once, I give you the world, take it all from me. Whatever you want, you can have for free. I would give anything and everything, if anything's left, it's yours to keep. I give you the world, take it all from me. Whatever you want, you can have for free. I would give anything and everything, if anything's left, it's yours to keep. I give you the world, take it all from me. Whatever you want, you can have for free.
Jamie Fine on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. When you think of the most beautiful spots on Vancouver Island to visit, what places come to mind for you? I ask because there's a place that I don't feel like I have heard much of, if ever. And I don't know whether it's just me and for whatever reason it's never been on my radar, or whether it's truly one of these hidden gems that's having a moment. Because there's a new list out from Lonely Planet about the best places in Canada to visit, and this spot got mentioned yet again when they were talking about Vancouver Island being such a great spot. But when you think of best spots on the island, Nat, what do you think of?
Well, I go like Tofino.
It's
the easy choice. It's the one that I've gone to the most. It's the one people, you know, like started to, I guess, really kind of get into maybe 15, 20 years ago. So yeah, it's Tofino, but I know there's like some sort of secret hidden beach or something that's supposed to be beautiful on the island.
Aaron, what comes to mind for you?
Well, obviously Victoria,
sure,
but like a little more remote, Courtney Comox,
okay.
Parksville.
Yeah. So have you heard of San Joseph Bay?
No.
And Cape Scott Provincial Park?
No.
So that is like the northern tip on the west coast of Vancouver Island. If you were to drive from Tofino to Cape Scott Provincial Park in San Joseph Bay,
okay,
it would take you 7.5 hours.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Tofino is not the end of the island.
No, it's not.
No.
I went there maybe 3 or 4 times before I realized that I was kind of in the middle of the island, just west, right?
It is. So I've just been looking at these pictures and oh my, this place looks absolutely stunning.
Mm.
The beaches, San Joseph Bay actually recently voted one of the top 50 beaches in the entire world. And the coastline and the mountains, just absolutely gorgeous. Anyway, it got a shout out again in this Lonely Planet thing, talking about how great the island is. Lonely Planet also giving mention to Whistler and Vancouver. But this San Joseph Bay and Cape Scott Island, if it didn't take a week and a half to get there, holy cow, it looks fantastic.
Pristine.
Really? Truly, Aaron?
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Stunning.
I can see the picture. It looks a bit Desolation Soundy. It's, I mean, oh my God.
And
look,
I guess
at where we live, you guys.
I know.
And I guess just not a lot around it, like not a lot when it comes to towns, right? So it's not going to be a place that gets super overrun because you're going to have to want to camp. Or it's like a big lengthy day trip to get back to Tofino.
So it's either, that either makes it more appealing or less appealing, depending on who you talk
for
to.
For sure.
No, like, Michelin starred restaurants nearby.
No, so for me, it's like I would do it, but I literally would turn around and drive back to Tofino the same day.
Maybe somebody can chopper you in.
Yeah.
Just for a few hours.
New. Nostalgic. Unmistakably Canadian.
I won't look in my eyes and you can tell.
Made in Canada delivers 100% homegrown hits all day, every day. Tap into Made in Canada now on iHeartRadio.ca or the free iHeartRadio app. Proudly powered by All Your Friends Fest, June 28th and 29th, featuring Avril Lavigne, Simple Plan, and more.
Well, that's it. Excited to meet your new roommate?
You betcha. You ever have roommates, Mom?
Ah, yes, had a great roomie, so dependable, great with money, amazing what they could do with $45, and fast, like 300 megabits fast.
What?
Yeah, we call him Evox. Actually, he still lives at home. Maybe I can introduce you.
All right.
Make Evox your new favorite roommate with 300 megabits per second fiber internet for only $45 a month. Details at evox.ca.
What did you do?
I saved her.
Crave is the exclusive home of HBO's biggest series, The Last of Us.
I'm your back, you're mine.
Stream all episodes of the Emmy-winning hit critics call breathtaking, shattering, and a masterpiece.
By the time the sun comes up tomorrow, you'll be dead. The Last of Us, an HBO original. All episodes stream now, only on Crave. Proudly Canadian. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Shake that thing, Miss Canna Canna. Hey, I'm Ruby Carr, host of the podcast Encore. This week is the story behind Sean Paul's Get Busy. You know the song that gives you the feeling of the best basement party you've ever been to?
I have kids out there to feel like, yo, I've been to that party, I've been there, that's me.
Did you know that the video was shot in suburban Ontario? They specifically wanted the vibes of a hot party in the cold Canadian winter. It's the story behind Sean Paul's Get Busy this week on Encore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
110 years ago, Save-On Foods opened its doors with one goal, to give our customers a little extra every time they shop. And this week, we're keeping that tradition alive. Shop my Darryl's Canadian deals at unbelievable prices. And as a special birthday bonus, get a free 110th celebration birthday cake when you spend $110. At Save-On Foods, we always give you a little extra.
Birthday cake offer valid May 29th to 31st only. See in store for details.
Imagine a home where your morning commute is just a short walk to the SkyTrain, where your little one's daycare is right on site, and your evenings spent on your rooftop patio or enjoying club-style amenities just steps from your front door. Welcome to Atlin at Clayton Crest, a new kind of community where convenience meets comfort. And the best part? Homes start from just $299,990. But at this price, they won't last. Visit atlincondos.ca and step in to redefine connected living.
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices at Spence.
Zero?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
Hell yes!
Spence will not be raising its prices.
I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence. Wow! In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson, and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We've got a couple situations here. Pooling water on this wet, wet morning. It's Cliveden off-ramp from the northbound Alex Fraser Bridge left lane, and a vehicle's hit the ditch on the McGill off-ramp from eastbound Highway 1 in the left lane. Did you know you could be at risk of getting severe COVID-19 just by being over 60? Ask your pharmacist or doctor about prescription treatments for mild to moderate COVID-19. We've got clouds and rain this morning, and then showers, and then sunny breaks again this afternoon. The high will be 19, right now 12 degrees.
It's not quite a BOGO, but a condo developer is having quite the sale in Surrey on Saturday. We'll tell you all about it and what's trending.
Jack and Diane, here's John Mellencamp on Move 103.5. Good morning.
About Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between her knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shade of trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone to walk on. Checks his back, flexes his thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then, Diane, you gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. But Jackie say, oh, yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living.
Mellencamp, Move 103.5. How did Tom Cruise give Amy Poehler the ick?
What's trending?
Amy says guys who do gymnastics are a total turnoff.
Oh, Amy.
She doesn't like it at all. On her podcast, Good Hang with Amy Poehler this week, which you can download on the iHeartRadio app, she talked about it with singer, songwriter, and actress Renee Rapp. And this turnoff of Amy's goes back a long way to one of Tom's earliest movies, The Outsiders.
And he's it's one of his first films, and he's like one of the bad guys. And I remember being like, he's cool. And then he does a backflip in it, and I was like,
tapped out.
No.
Immediately out.
He lost it for me.
Don't do a backflip if you want Amy Poehler to look at you in that kind of way.
Yeah. No. I kind of get that. Like, I get the idea of, like, not guys that are in gymnastics for sport. Like, that's their sport. I think that's different than the guy that's just like, look what I can do. Like,
you know. How about the guy who's cliff jumping and does, like, a backflip off the cliff down into the water? And it's like somersaulting down. Erin's nodding her head like that's super hot.
Of course it is. Yeah. I love it. I mean, I grew up where you jump off cliffs, right?
Yes.
In Okanagan.
Yeah.
But hey, I disagree with her on this. I loved that scene. And I think about Kevin Bacon in Footloose. He was flipping all over that barn.
Yeah, I didn't find that attractive.
Really?
No, but I don't really have like a good memory of Footloose either. Like, I don't remember,
the kids wanted to dance.
I know, like, I understand the concept of it, but I think I only watched it once when I was a kid, so I don't think I was into Kevin Bacon. But, like, the Outsiders movie I remember more because I feel like I had teachers that would put that movie on.
Of course.
Just when they wanted a break.
So you saw the flip
more than once. I saw it a lot.
The Outsiders was a book that I think a lot of people read in elementary school back in the day by S.E. Hinton.
Yeah. And then, like, when a teacher's like, I just need a break. You know what we're going to do? We're going to wheel in that cart and we're going to put the Outsiders in.
Well, it scarred Amy Poehler.
Yes.
She didn't like it. Didn't like it at all.
All right. It is not quite a BOGO, but a condo developer is having quite the sale in Surrey on Saturday. And these condos are done. This is not a pre-sale. These are ready. They're ready to be moved into. And there's 77 units. The developer is Square 9 Developments. It's at Belvedere and King George Boulevard. And they need to move units. It's 25% off. And it's like going to be a first come, first serve. So it's going to bring the average cost down. I couldn't, when I went on their website, like it's like all rendering. So I can't tell, like, I mean, it looks like it's a cool building, but there weren't the photos of the building. It was the renderings. They didn't have the exact prices. It was like call for pricing, but it's 25% off. And there's some reports that basically it is going to bring the average cost down to $720 a square foot from around $1,100 a square foot. So I was sort of doing the math on, say, an 800 square foot condo, and an 800 square foot condo at that
$1,125 a square foot is about $900,000. And at the other price, it's $576,000. Like, it's wild because, hey, that seems like a really great deal, but also what the heck is going on?
Condos. We have slow going with condos, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's, is this the tip of the iceberg? Or is this just like, hey, it's a developer that's like, they're going to get it done and they're going to get it done this weekend? And will they get it done? Because they're thinking there's going to be a lineup of people for this.
Well, I mean, the affordable housing crisis is a very real thing. If you can buy an 800 square foot condo for less than $600,000, like, we haven't been able to say that for a while.
For sure.
In the lower mainland. Like, good. I would imagine they would get snapped up at that price.
So by the tip of the iceberg, you mean...
Like, will we see more of this? Because this is certainly the first that I've really heard of this kind of sale. Like, certainly they'll be like, we'll waive the GST or we'll, you know, but this is a pretty aggressive sale.
Yeah.
So is it going to be a BOGO? Not yet. Not yet.
We're not quite at the Bay liquidation.
I was thinking the
sale
same
rates
thing.
Yet.
Oh, thank God.
Do you hold out for that?
No.
We're not now.
We're not Baltic Avenue yet.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
on Move 1035.
Will you remember me in every melody? How do we sound so right but feel so wrong? Selfish, wrecked it. Didn't wanna regret this. Why'd I give you up? Break up, silence. Blame it all on our timing. Guess we ran out of love. So if I fight for us, will you remember me in every melody? How do we sound so right but feel so wrong? I know that we're broken, but just for a moment, will you stay with me for one last song?
Preston Pablo on Move.
One last song.
Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Nat, Drew, and Aaron, good to have you here this morning. Have you ever felt embarrassed? Just, you know, you have a little moment of embarrassment with yourself over something you had to Google. You're like, oh, God, can't believe I actually had to Google this. Can't believe I can't think of it. Can't believe I don't know. And you actually find yourself Googling this super simple thing.
Okay, so not like a health embarrassment. Like, what is this mark? What is this?
No.
Okay.
No.
So different kind
What's
of...
What's this boil?
What's this boil? This rash. Why do I have a rash again?
Why do I have a giant thick hair growing out of there now? Where did that come from and why?
To be clear, I have not Googled
okay,
that.
Okay, all right. All right, just... But you good to state the examples, just to clarify.
Okay.
But according to data from Google itself, queries for such thing as how to use a mop... How to set up auto pay, how to do an oil change, how to clean bathroom vents. These have all reached all-time highs this year. How to use a mop has never been searched for more on Google than it has been thus far in 2025.
Okay, so that one's ridiculous and basic, but I would say how to do an oil change. I don't know how to do an oil change. Like, using a mop is self-evident. It's like there's no steps. It doesn't come with steps. A mop does not come with instructions. But, like, an oil change, does anybody on the show know how to do an oil change?
I think you just let the oil out and put more in. Am I right?
What you think?
I think you drain it out.
Yeah.
And then pour the other one
There's
in.
Not a cleaning solution that
I
goes
don't
in
think
there?
So. But, I mean, I would never do it without Googling.
But we don't
right?
know, right?
I
we
would
don't
never
know.
Do it
but
Googling.
Do you know how to use a mop?
Yeah, but it's funny. I was thinking, like, I bet a lot of 20-year-olds don't.
Like, right. what end do I put on the floor?
What is that? What is that? Right?
Do I wet it first?
Right?
Do I try to
right?
clean it
no.
up when
no.
they're
used
still
to Swiffers.
Dry?
Is there an app?
Is there an app for the mop? Does it connect with Bluetooth with anything?
Right?
It's I do think the oil change, though, does speak to there are few of us who are auto-minded than ever before.
Yes.
Like, there used to be a lot of people who would do their own oil changes and work on their own cars and do little things. I just think there are fewer of those people now than there used to be.
I have Googled, how do I know that the tire is full enough? Like, I don't, you know, I don't know.
I love that.
Because I, you know, there's like a PSI that you're supposed to read or whatever, and you're it's supposed to be pretty, you know, specific to the type of tire that you have.
For sure.
Which I needed to learn from Google because I didn't know. Like, I'm like, I don't know, I just poke it. You just poke it and that's how you know.
Feels hard to me.
But that's not exactly right.
604-280-1035. You can text us, send us a message too at 103535 on the embarrassing things that you've actually had to Google. Alexa says, I hate to admit it, but I had to Google if Russia was a continent. message here from Grant. Had to Google. Like, you go to Google to try to find Google. It's like this brain fart of a moment.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you go to Google and you're like, where is Google? And then you're like, oh, dummy, I was already there. That's pretty basic. Is there anything you are embarrassed to admit that, yes, you've actually had to Google it? We'd love to hear. People are Googling, how do I use a mop? I mean, it can't get much more embarrassing than that. Can it?
Matt Andrews Show.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $29 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes auto pay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. This week, a song so good, you feel like you could kick a door down. The story behind Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Did you know that Shania was performing in nightclubs when she was like 8? Truly shocking. Find out more with Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, and the unbelievable story of Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for that and more stories behind the songs you love.
Four generations, one epic battle. Gen Z, millennials, Gen X, or boomers. Who's gonna win it all?
Lily Singh hosts the number one Canadian game show, Battle of the Generations. All new Wednesday at 10, 8 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Get ready for a treasure hunting weekend at the Old Farmhouse Vintage Market. This Saturday and Sunday at the Maple Ridge Fairgrounds, shop rows of vendors with curated collections of home decor, furniture, collectibles, and handmade goods. Refresh your home for spring and discover one-of-a-kind pieces. Admission is just $5 at the door, children 12 and under free. Find out what unique treasures are waiting for you at the Old Farmhouse Vintage Market. This Saturday and Sunday at the Albion Barns in the Maple Ridge Fairgrounds.
All right, team, looking great out there. We're following the posted speed limit just how we like it. We're putting our phones away before we drive.
Smart move.
We're leaving space for cyclists. Now let's keep at it and stay safe.
Road safety takes teamwork. That's why ICBC is working together with all British Columbians to help make our roads safer. Because when we use our roads safely, we all win.
Safety takes everyone.
A message from ICBC.
Satisfy your musical theater cravings with Waitress. June 12th to August 3rd at the Stanley Industrial Alliance stage. Join the colorful characters of a small town diner as they cheer on waitress and expert pie maker Jenna in her pursuit of her dreams of a better life. With a delectable score by Grammy Award winner Sarah Bareilles, this energetic and emotional musical is a treat for the ears and soul. Get tickets from $39 at artsclub.com. Waitress. That's artsclub.com.
Get outdoor ready at Walmart with Rollbacks. Find savings on patio sets, barbecues, our garden center, and more. Save $30 on an Expert Grill 3-burner gas barbecue on for only $168 each. Shop in-store or online at walmart.ca.
Hometown Heroes Lottery is your ticket to BC Real Estate in Vancouver, the Lower Mainland, the Okanagan, or Vancouver Island.
Buy now for the $80,000 summer bonus this year with 7 winners.
Choose from an SUV hybrid, furniture, and travel package, or cash prizes.
Summer bonus deadline midnight tomorrow.
Call 604-648-4376 or visit heroeslottery.com.
Supporting VGH and UBC Hospital Foundation and the BC Professional Firefighters Burn Fund. 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
At Speedy Glass, we know that summer is all about bright days and clear views, but a cracked windshield is a safety risk you don't want to take. So if your windshield needs replacing, Speedy Glass makes it easy. In just one appointment, we'll install your new windshield, recalibrate your front camera, and even submit your insurance paperwork. So before you hit the highway, make sure your windshield is ready. Just book an appointment at speedyglass.ca.
Speedy Glass Repair. Speedy Glass Replace.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. Okay, we've got that pooling water in Delta because of all the rain early this morning. The Cliveden off-ramp from northbound Alex Fraser. Then a vehicle has crashed on the Port Mann. Eastbound East End, the right-through lane is blocked right now. Tried Nix yet? They make the comfiest bras and leak-proof panties. Visit Nix on Robson, West 4th, Richmond Center, or shop online anytime at nix.ca. We've got rain and showers this morning, but then clearing for some sunny breaks this afternoon. The high will be much cooler than yesterday. Record-breaking hot it was yesterday. Today, 19, right now 12 degrees.
Should I let it? She
you're still gone and I'm still lonely.
He keeps reminding me how good it was
when we were crazy. Out the wine. I forgot you left behind.
Sean Hook and Vanessa Hudgens on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Things between Canada and the U.S. continue to be weird. Have you seen the letter that the city of Bellingham, Bellingham City Council, has sent to various cities around the province?
I've seen a little bit about it elsewhere.
As more and more municipalities, more and more states even are trying to, I don't know whether they're trying to court Canadians into coming back and saying, hey, it's all good, we still love you, but Bellingham is kind of the latest area, region to join this growing list of places that, let's be honest, they're starting to miss the Canadian tourist and the dollars that we bring. Just a brief line from this letter that the Bellingham City Council circulated. We wish to express our commitment to our connection with the people of Canada and our deep-rooted social, cultural, and economic ties. It is our hope that our futures will be interwoven with trust and mutual respect, as our histories have been. I guess there's a resolution within the Washington State Legislature as well to reaffirm this relationship between the state of Washington and Canada. It seems like a lot of just, you know, nice words and niceties and stuff, because let's be honest, these areas can't do anything about the biggest problems. It can't do anything about, you know, the talk from certain people about Canada becoming the 51st state. They can't do anything about the fear or concern of being detained by ICE or the other big issues that are kind of on the table right now. They're just doing, I guess, what they can, and I get it, to try to lure Canadian tourists back, because apparently there have been more than 1 million fewer border crossings in the last few months than there usually are for this time of year.
Mm-hmm. Would you normally have gone down by now?
Yeah, I think I probably would have.
Me too.
Nat, you don't go down very often anyway.
No, not like, but you know what? It's funny because in the last few years, I've certainly gone down more than I've ever had in my entire time that I've lived in BC, which is like 20 plus years now. I used to never go across the border. In the last couple of years, I made trips to Oregon. I made numerous trips to Seattle, which was, you know, relatively new for me. I normally get hung up at the border. I always do. But like right now the border's
shifty.
I get it. And like, but the border now, like the overreach at the American border, there is no way that I would go down there. I get it if there's a business reason or family reason and you have to, but for pleasure, there's no way I would take my chance on the American border right now.
My wife was supposed to travel to California today for a girls trip. She canceled her trip to Napa.
Yeah.
She's not going, just over concerns and, you know, all kinds of things.
100%.
It just didn't feel right. And there are lots of people who are doing that. Again, no judgment against anybody who's continuing on with their plans, but there's obviously, the stats show, there's a lot of people who are just choosing not to go or canceling their plans, because 1 million border crossings don't just evaporate for no reason.
No, for sure.
I wouldn't say I have judgment, but I do have shock. I have a few friends on social media and I was stumbled across one of their vacation photos, like actually a vacation carousel of photos of the different places in the states that they have been in for the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, I was just so surprised, because it just seemed like, you know, for this person that it was operating as normal. And I think I was just like really surprised by that. But then, you know, whatever, like that's that person's choice.
And lots of people up here have places in California, right? Palm Springs or Borrego Springs. Or,
Arizona.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's just a real Vancouver thing. And I get that that would make it so much more complex.
For sure.
If you had your own place down there.
Yeah.
But yeah,
this person doesn't. Okay. They just have like a spendy budget.
Again.
Yeah.
A spendy budget.
A spendy budget. It's fancy hotels.
The Nat and Drew Show on Move 103.5.
Well, let's try to enhance your spendy budget. Give you at least $1,000 extra to do whatever kind of spendiness you want to do. $1,000 minute at 7:35 will get you a little closer to that money by giving you the answer to question one right after the news and stuff.
Well, that's it. Excited to meet your new roommate?
You betcha. You ever have roommates, Mom?
Ah, yes, had a great roomie, so dependable, great with money, amazing what they could do with $45, and fast, like 300 megabits fast.
What?
Yeah, we call him Evox. Actually, he still lives at home. Maybe I can introduce you.
All right.
Make Evox your new favorite roommate with 300 megabits per second fiber internet for only $45 a month. Details at evox.ca.
Shake that thing, Miss Kenna Kenna.
Hey, I'm Ruby Carr, host of the podcast Encore. This week is the story behind Sean Paul's Get Busy. You know the song that gives you the feeling of the best basement party you've ever been to?
I want kids out there to feel like, yo, I've been to that party. I've been there. That's me.
Did you know that the video was shot in suburban Ontario? They specifically wanted the vibes of a hot party in the cold Canadian winter. It's the story behind Sean Paul's Get Busy this week on Encore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the first time in MasterChef history, home chefs partner up.
That can get a little complicated.
Let's see who's the best.
Delicious. Perfect.
Well done.
MasterChef, Dynamic Duos. All new Wednesday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Time now for a Move 103.5 Health Minute.
Joining us today is Deanna Schmidt-Reihor, Managing Partner at SNF Group Benefits, one of the exclusive advisors for the Chambers Plan. Deanna, an interesting thing about Chambers Plan is it's more than just health benefits. Tell us about Teladoc.
Oh, sure. Teladoc is another great tool included in your Chambers Plan. With Teladoc, your entire team can consult certified Canadian physicians 24/7 directly from their phone. Their leading medical experts provide a wide range of services to help you and your treating physician make the best possible decision for your health.
This sounds amazing, and it's no extra cost?
That's right, no extra cost. Teladoc Medical Experts is a confidential service offered to you and your eligible dependents as part of your employee benefits.
Thanks, Deanna. If you want to learn more about this or other Chambers Plan features, visit chamberplan.ca. That's chamberplan.ca.
This was a Move 103.5 Health Minute.
It's more than just health and dental. Think of it as a complete toolkit for your business. It's the Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance Plan, where add-ons like legal advice, accounting tips, HR expertise, and more are all included in your plan. Plus, you're pooled with thousands of other Canadian businesses, so rates remain stable no matter what. Chambers Plan, more than just employee benefits. It's a full-on business toolkit. Get started at chamberplan.ca.
Everyone I meet has the same question.
What's the question?
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
I can answer that one.
Please do.
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices of Spence.
Zero? How did we escape it?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
And the people who work in our Canadian facilities are superior as well.
Hell yes!
If we ever need to buy anything that is subject to a tariff, Michael has decided to absorb the cost so it is not passed along to our customers.
That's very generous, Michael.
I don't know if it was generosity or just plain defiance. The only thing I know for sure is that I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
The countdown to summer is on at Everything Wine. Explore the savings throughout the store and save big on Spain's Belle Grove. The juicy Shiraz, light Chardonnay, or crisp rosé, your choice. Now only $6.99 each. That's the best price on wine in the province. Buy a case of your fave or mix and match a dozen. Spain's Belle Grove, just $6.99 each. Only at Everything Wine, the Lower Mainland's best place to shop and save on wine as well as beer and spirits. Shop in-store or online. Start at everythingwine.ca.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show on today's best variety.
Move 103.5.
spend my life being a color.
Damn, you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eyes.
With Move 103.5 traffic, it's brought to you by Lotto Max. The sky's the limit with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $15 million. Dream to the max with Lotto Max. 19 plus to play. The next jackpot, $15 million. We still have a couple of issues. A Portman crash eastbound East End, right through lane is blocked right now. And in Delta, we've got that pooling water from the rain this morning. Cliveden off-ramp from the Alex Fraser northbound left lane is affected. Smart buys this week at Price Smart Foods. Mango boxed cake, just $2.39 each. Visit our new Broadway or King's Crossing stores, now open. We've got clouds and rain, then clouds and showers, then clouds and sunny breaks this afternoon. A little bit of everything. The high will be 19 right now, 12 degrees.
Move 103.5's what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Tragedy at Horseshoe Bay yesterday. A four-year-old boy is dead, his mother in critical condition. They were hit by a bus in West Vancouver. Officers responded to the scene yesterday following reports of an accident at the Horseshoe Bay Ferry Terminal involving a TransLink bus and two pedestrians. Police say the driver of the bus is cooperating and has been ID'd as a TransLink employee. The bus has been seized for inspection. A drop in gas prices around the Lower Mainland, about 10 cents actually. You'll find it in the high 60s, but all the way down to 159.9 at some stations this morning. GasBuddy.com says all those refinery issues that we've been hearing about on the West Coast have been resolved. American President Donald Trump hit a major legal barrier for his plan to realign global trade yesterday. A U.S. federal court blocked both the sweeping Liberation Day tariffs and the fentanyl-related duties against Canada and Mexico, and this is going to have a big impact on all of the tariff discussions. And it really was record-breaking hot yesterday at YVR, not throughout the rest of the province in the interior. Kamloops was 35 degrees, and that's hot, but the old record is 38. Hotter than usual in Vancouver, though, for a May 28th. It was 27.9 at YVR. The old record, 25.9.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeartRadio.